Zimbabwe, I feel like I'm a journalist, and whether private or state media, they have a certain way of presenting information when it comes to drug and substance use. All of them, it's like they are mandatory to preach about or report rather on abstinence, and just talk about abstinence and prevention, their rehabilitation. So it's method of prevention only, which entails with abstinence. Okay, I was coming in there, harm reduction, I will enjoy which is in a Kuluma journey. Now, which we teach them at least the language also that is used when describing people who use and get drugs. It's offensive, and I don't think that there is a way of correcting them. It's like they have a way that they're meant to report on when it comes to issues that come with drug and substance use disorder in Zimbabwe. In which you whether you can come in and correct them, you still find that the article, when it's released, it has a certain language, which is something that probably they would have talked to me, and then I would have talked to them in a certain way, but they have their own way of writing. And if only there was something that could be done to correct the journalists, because they have the biggest impact. They can, you know, change how the public sees drug and substance use. So if you name the channel, it's a really channel with drug and substance use, not just the abstinence, but we have the someone to area. And this is something that we're trying to get health practitioners to see, and we cannot do this by ourselves without having, you know, the public perception line. This can only happen when journalists are involved, and journalists are the ones who give information, you know, to make sure which I want to have accurate evidence, and they know which of these other different methods that can be used.